Hi everybody, it's Michelle, and this is still Marketing a Story. It's December 15th, 2021, and we are in block three. I hope and trust that you took some time for yourself over the break. It felt short to me today, but I was looking through your questions. There's some questions that are posted, so we're going to start there. I had a wonderful lunch. I made myself a cup of tea. So I did take some time in our brief break. Did you take some time for yourself? Did you take a break? Yeah, I'd love to hear one or two of you just briefly, some juicy thing that you did to take care of yourself. Had some good food, made a cup of tea. I don't know. Yeah, Diane.
I did some Reiki on myself.
How beautiful is that? I'm so glad on so many levels. That's great to hear, Diane. What'd you do to take care of yourself? Who'd like to share? Did you remember to take care of yourself? Yeah, Yvonne, go ahead.
I just had some lunch. I was hungry. And then as I was warming up my lunch, the doorbell rang and I was initially kind of agitated that the staff in the office didn't open up the door. And I was like, kind of not stomping my way to the front door, but I was in my mind kind of going like, oh man, three of them there. And, you know, so opened the front door and there's a beautiful bouquet of flowers addressed to me. So I was, you know, my mood shifted right after that.
That interruption was okay.
Yes, that was okay.
Another thing I did as I sat by my fireplace, I love fires. They're so healing. They're so restorative. There's, you know, I love the warmth of it. It reminds me of my childhood sitting by the campfire. So I hope and trust you took good care of yourself and are ready to dive in this afternoon. So just a reminder of some of the places we've been. We started with those marketing myths this morning. And they may be myths, but they are stories that grab their hooks into us and stop us from doing the work that we're meant to do. And so you guys did some phenomenal work letting go of those myths and remembering that marketing, it comes natural to us as dolphins. It's the way that we serve people. It's how we actually enact that vision that is ours to live from last time. And that it's actually, it's a moral imperative. It's not like, oh, we might harm people if we market. We harm people hugely if we don't share what it is, our gifts that we've been given. So that was block number one. Block number two, we started talking about opportunities. It's like, is it a needle in a haystack or are there opportunities everywhere? And when we know how to talk to that ideal client, they are everywhere. It's not just, you know, 10 of them in a city of a million for a fitness trainer, for instance. And you are just like that in your field. There are so many people. And then what we want to do, and Heidi's example, I think is so beautiful, just like moms with autistic kids. Isn't that pretty specific? No, the more specific we are, the more specific we can make our language. Thinking of, you know, my fictional cookie business. I'm not going to try to talk to my dad and my daughter and my friend at the same time. And like Diane said, like Heidi talked about too, you know, I get to choose. In fact, it's imperative that I choose, that I actually live the life that is my birthright. If I don't choose, my language is all wishy-washy and nobody can hear me. So I actually choose. And some of that, you know, what is it actually to know our ideal clients the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter? And we had some fabulous examples just in the course of our conversation in that second block to get in deeper and deeper to who that person is so we can actually talk to them. And also, I love that, like, sometimes you got to listen like an alien. That's great. Okay. You know, like we get so close, we can't hear it. That's why being in this community is so amazing. Such amazing uplifters, amazing dream enablers, and they will hear what you may not be able to hear and vice versa. So be on those connection calls and dive in with all the pieces of what we're doing, because every single piece both has changed companies and changed lives and has the power to change that for you, transform it so much for the better when acted on and implemented. Make sense? Every single piece we're doing, there's nothing extra. There's nothing extra today. All right. So I want to start with questions, and I'm going to start with three beautiful questions that have been posted for today's call, and then we'll open it out to other questions that arise. And probably what I'll do, we'll see what how timing goes, but you know me, I often stay like, just book yourself out another extra half hour or an hour or an hour and a half, any given day that we're meeting, any given call that we're meeting. That way, if there's, you know, if we go, it's not over, it's just me trying to serve a little bit more, or you have more questions, or there was more that came up, so we did a deeper dive, or you just want to take that time to implement, it's always a really, really great thing to do. So we'll see, we'll end officially on time, but then if there are further questions, I'll stick around to answer them as well, all right? So, but we're going to start with questions that are posted first. Before we do that, anything bubbling up from just what I just said, from your lunch hour, anything wanting to be said without which we can't go forward? All good? Okay, we're not going to do Shavasana again, but let's take a collective breath, inhaling. And exhale, release. One more time, inhaling. And exhaling, letting it go. Beautiful, thank you. All right, so first question, and this will dovetail so well with everything we're doing. This is marketing and sales, right? In Mary Kay's question. Mary Kay has been working on her outline for her talk and the PSPS. Talking is a way of one to many to meet some people that you might be able to serve. It's an example of marketing that we're talking about. And it is a next level marketing because it's one to many. The first thing we do is go and talk to individual people. And now Mary Kay is not her first rodeo, right? One to many. And as entrepreneurs, what we're doing is we're solving problems for people. And they have one problem, and then they have a next level problem, and then they have a next level problem. And so we can take them to deeper and bigger solutions. A talk does this. They come with a problem, the talk answers it. We give people real value. Then they have a new problem because of what we've given them. And then the solution should be something that leads to sales. We'll go the directest route to sales because that's our service to people. That's how we help people. So that's what Mary Kay is setting up. So just a setup for how this fits in with marketing a story. And we heard last week as well, a different iteration of Mary Kay's talk outline, and really getting, nailing that is huge. And you can see too, that it has to do with who's my ideal client, what's their pain, what's the transformation they're craving. All these things are in this applied work that Mary Kay is bringing to the table. So, and you can see her question on Facebook. Don't go do that now, but you can always go and take a look at it afterwards or re-listen to the recording if you want a few more details. I'm not going to read out everything that Mary Kay has here. One of the things I do want to say is, so she's like, will this PSPS work? How's this for the outline for a talk? One thing I want to say is, just like that alien thing with with Mary Kay and Heidi, we want each problem and each solution to be crystal clear. So an alien could understand it. So a six-year-old could understand it, right? So the problem, frustrated and tired of doing clicker training groundwork, but not knowing how to apply it to riding their horse, disheartened, feeling like they're betraying their horse when they ride like they've been taught, using whip, making the horse go forward with excessive leg pressure, using pressure on the bit to control the horse. So as Mary Kay's outlined it, this is sort of like the details that would appear in, some of these are details that would appear in bullet points on an opt-in page, where you would, an opt-in page is just, hey, do you want to come to this talk? Click here. And if you'll provide me your email address in exchange, I'll give you this talk that's worth value, right? So that's worth a lot for you. So some of these look like bullet points to me, Mary Kay, and they're not wrong, they're good. But I would want the problem to be crystal clear. And the same thing that you were doing for Heidi, and again, that's why I encourage the connection calls. The way that, I love the essence of this, I love it. And then I would try to sharpen the language just for the articulation of the problem. How it appears on that page later might be different, but with all of those words, could something like this be what this means? And here I'm that alien. It's not my horse. You know, I've learned a ton from Mary Kay and other horse people who work with horses, learned a ton from you, Mary Kay, but something like this. What do they, you know, roll over and talk to their spouse about in the middle of the night? frustrated and tired of doing clicker training groundwork, but not knowing how to apply it to riding their horse. Like, is that their right? Can you hear it? Pillow talk? Like, do they roll over to their spouse and go like, I don't know how to apply. So I'm trying to take that and turn it into pillow talk language. And I wrote down this, and you can play with this. Want to use clicker training, but it only works when your horse isn't moving? Isn't that what you're saying? Might not be perfect. It's not quite it. Okay. Don't know how to apply it to riding their horse. That was the piece that I was hearing. But it's got to be one thing. So Mary Kay, if you wanted to tell us what their problem is that they're coming to you with in one sentence, what is it?
They feel bad that they can't use positive reinforcement when they ride.
Right. That's what I was aiming at with my sentence, but it's not quite like what you said. Yours is better, right? So
they feel guilty and just terrible that they can't be nicer to their horse.
There it is. Can you hear the difference between, and sometimes, you know, we're working around it. Everything that you've got on this page might end up in bullet points and it will be valuable to you, but and it's, what are they actually saying? I'm feeling so bad. Like, could they roll over to their spouse in the middle of the night and go, I feel so bad. I was so mean to whatever the horse's name is today. Could they say that? Or over a glass of wine with a friend or whatever it is they do. I just feel really bad. I feel like a mean person today. Like, does that sound like their real language? Does to me. But Mary Kay, yes, is who knows her people. Yeah.
Except they'd be too embarrassed to tell anyone.
Right. Got it. Okay. So
because that's the way there's, you know, all the training. That's the way you're supposed to do it.
Right. Do they, you know, are they conscious that they're feeling guilty about it? Do they know that they are? Even if they won't tell other people? Yeah, Heidi's saying shame, yeah.
I did way back.
Yeah, that's you 30 years ago. That's your, yeah. So simple language. Feeling bad sometimes about how you actually ride your horse and don't even want to tell anybody about it. Can you hear the, like, and how the language evolves and how we work it, right? And we think, like, how do they actually think? This is knowing your ideal client, the way J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter. We've been watching this evolution of Mary Kay's language. Mary Kay, this is great, right? Feeling bad, but don't want to tell. And then I'm actually choosing the language that I would put in that opt-in page. But the problem that I would write down in my own notes for myself is they feel bad about beating up on their horse, basically, and they don't even want to tell anybody about it. I just use plain language for myself in my own notes. So I know what their problem is. And then the solution, what I wrote, and this is not quite right because now it's evolved again, but what I wrote is, and she said, listen to this talk. Yes, that is a solution. Come to the talk, right? Find out how to make it work right on the field so that you can feel better when you ride, whatever it is. Those words, so that, are really important. So that, like, what is it that they want? What's their desire? What are they yearning for, right? So it could be feeling bad, you know, about how you're actually riding your horse, but don't even want to tell anybody about it. I put in plain language for myself. Problem: they feel bad about how they're riding the horse, but they don't want to tell anybody about it. Solution: come to the talk and find out how to change that. Isn't that the solution you're providing, right? And then in the copy, again, we're going to translate to copy. We'll do more in practical applications to show you how to do that. But this is the work of marketing, right? So come to the talk and find out how to change it so that your horse feels better. I'm going to add more language over here, but feeling bad, but don't want to tell anybody, come to the talk and find out how to change that. what the three most important things are to change that, or whatever it is. I don't know what the how to change that might get a little more specific. Once they come to the talk, what's the problem that remains for them?
Well, I'm getting tied up with this doesn't even address the clicker training, and I want them. I only want people who know about clicker training, not just.
That's okay. That can be addressed in the language, but in the language okay. that you put on the page, but you have to nail the PSBS. Otherwise you won't know what to put on that page.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Because the copy might actually say, if you're putting it on the page, you're talking to a person, you might get like clicker training sounds great, doesn't it? But sometimes it just doesn't work on the field. Do you know, like, or it feels like it doesn't, or it doesn't for you. Like that language can come in there. Okay. And that's part of your description of who's your ideal client. So in your planning notes for your talk, you'd have the PSBS and who you're looking for, the person who knows clicker training, but it's not always working for them. Okay. So what's the problem that remains? And can you see how much sharper this is getting every time we work on it? Can you guys all feel that? Mary Kay, can you feel that? This is the work of marketing. This is fabulous work. And thanks for that ongoing example that we can see of one application, one kind of marketing, which is your talk. And when we work out our talk, how important a talk is, because we're having to get inside the minds of our ideal client. What is their top of mind problem? That's what I better address. The one then remaining. So creating a talk, even if you never want to talk on stage, is crucial. All right. So then the problem is they feel bad, but they don't even want to tell anybody. The solution is find out how to ride differently. And then there's going to be some, detailed training details so that doesn't happen. What's the problem that's remaining for them? The solution to which must be, it's either going to be talk to me or it's going to be your free gift, but those are different solutions. So the next problem is going to depend on where you're going. Because you want the solution to be, which one do you want to do right now? Come talk to me or get my gift?
Oh, you mean I could do come talk to me?
You can do whatever you want to talk.
I thought I had to do the free gift and then talk to me.
You don't have to. You don't have to. I mean, the reason that I have said that before, and again, if some of you are going, what? I don't even have a talk yet. You're going to want to come back to this. Right? And everything we're doing here is about how marketing works and how it's an answer to Heidi's question. She says, but there's stumbling blocks and people won't say yes. Or they're, this is the answer to that. This is one version of the answer to that. When we understand how we're thinking about this to create this, and you can do this in your own field. All right. So the reason that I would suggest going to, and this will make more sense too, once we get to the latter part of today's call, if you're not there yet in your company. All right. So hang tight, stay with Mary Kay's questions and it'll make more sense by the end for you. All right. So if you're talking to an audience of 100 or 200 or 300 and you don't have their contact information, I would say go to a free gift. Because now they're on your list and now you can have a conversation with them and have a talk on your own campus. If it's a talk to people that you're already connected with, then you're not trying to gain a connection with them and you can go straight to strategy session. There's not just one, you can do one or the other. It's really hard and an advanced level skill to do both. I don't suggest it. Not at this stage. I've done it, but it's tricky, right? So for you guys, I want you to go to one thing. So do you want to go to strategy session or free gift? It's up to you, Mary Kay. And you can design it later, whatever you want. But for the purpose of this helping you through it, which one do you want to choose on the spot?
The free gift, because because I want this for a webinar. And I got the next problem.
Okay, what's the next problem?
The next problem is, but I can't do anything. I can't do the dressage movements.
Ah. I figured out how to do the clicker training, but as soon as I add the dressage movements, everything falls apart.
Yeah.
What you just said?
Well, the previous solution was that they would change so they could feel better about their riding. Right. And then, when they feel better after they've listened to whatever that is, then they there's only a limited amount of stuff they can do with their horse. Because otherwise they've got to be pulling on him or something,
Right. And then the solution is come get my free gift, 7 ways to use clicker training for riding dressage at home.
Yeah.
Can you all hear the problem solution? Very simple, just like Heidi's, very simple. You guys, you know, marketing, we get all tangled up, and it's to get to the art is in getting to simplicity. Really great work, Mary Kay. So that hopefully that gives you another iteration. By the way, if you guys have questions, I would say take a break over the holidays, right? Take a break. But if you really want to reach me, put a note in Facebook and tag me and text me. All right. So if you have burning questions between now and when we meet at Practical Applications, there's still ways to get your questions answered. You can also be on connection calls. You can post in the Facebook group. All right. So just to remind you that there's ways to be in touch between now and our next call. But Mary Kay, this is great work. Is this helpful to you?
Yes. And I just want to say to the other people that this is only probably the 25th, 30th version of this that I've done.
Thank you for this, Mary Kay. You know, the work of who exactly is my ideal client and what is it that they want? This is deep level work, and it's next iteration gets better and better and better. Really good. Thank you, Mary Kay. Okay. Next question is, Mary Kay asked, how do you rest in every moment at the same time as you feel filled up with so much goodness? I feel like I leak energy when this happens. It's sort of like when my horses, dogs, and cats get the zoomies. So like, I'm so happy I'm leaking energy. Like I'm just buzzed, right? I'm feeling so much goodness, like life is so full. First off, I want to say, Mary Kay, that is the fruit of your good work. And this is an upper level, this is a luxury, good kind of problem to have. Thank you for that. You're doing great work and really good. It's still an issue, that it's still a challenge that you want to do something with, but it reminds me of Katie's, I met all my goals in 3 months, now what? You know, that's really, really good. So first off, celebrate that. You're doing great work, all right? And then, but we can leak energy even from high level energy. So a couple of solutions for you. Forward bends. Now you have to work with your own body and whatever it is that, you know, work with your health practitioners, right? Forward bends are calming to the nervous system. So for back bends build energy, like in the shower, like runners know that they bend forward. Or kids, they'll go in like we call it child pose. They'll just go in a ball if they feel scared, you know, and it's calming, right? So any kind of forward bend, but work with your health practitioners to make sure you can do that safely. But anything, even, you know, just like lowering the head, you know, just like anything that brings calmness down, and breath work will help, right? Shavasana will help. And also, so that's one thing you can do, calm in the body, right? Or even sometimes movement. I bet your horses, like you would know, like what would you do with your animals and do that, right? When they get that, what do you do and apply it to yourself? Think at that level. And also, you can move it through the body, even just going out for a walk or doing something, right? I like to bounce on my little trampoline, like use the energy, right? And you can also use the energy. You don't want to endlessly do this, like be all buzz, stay up all night, do the work. I mean, we'd burn out. But there is a way that we can do this. You're all energized. You can pour it into the next level work if you choose, or pour it into a giant celebration with people. And I don't know, for me, I love to dance, or, you know, so you can use that energy so it's not all stopped up, right? And be aware also that there's an ebb and flow of energy. So not needing to always be in the middle state. And I've done huge trainings with this before at retreats. The yogis call it three kinds of energy. Rajasic, that's like this. Tamasic, that's like couch potato. And then sattvic, that's the middle state. And that's what we want. But the yogis say, we're not trying to stay there all the time. We're going to go to those different levels, and that's okay. So be okay. All right. Also with that ebb and flow of energy, there's a sneaky editor that can be in there that goes, I'm going to leak energy. So I can't be too happy or too flamboyant because, you know, something was going to go wrong. Be okay that it's like that.
It's more like, I don't want to be like that because I'm so tired afterwards.
Right. But that's living life unconsciously in the genre of tragedy. I know from previous experience that when I'm like this, something bad is going to happen. So I won't let myself enjoy this state because I think, and therefore is a self-fulfilling prophecy that I feel tired afterwards, partly from the thought that I'm going to feel tired afterwards. I know it's not only that.
Okay.
Allow yourself to have that ebb and flow of the energy. Know that it's okay. And then have techniques to either use that energy or to stabilize that energy. And the yogis, as I say, to find that sattvic or the middle energy, the aim isn't just to always be in that state. It's okay to have those others, but we don't want to be, you know, somebody who's always rajasic, we can't, you know, it's just like wingy. Someone's always tamasic, won't get off the couch and do anything. Rajasic, that's a beautiful, even state. And we and we go between the states, but more and more that we can live in that sattvic state, right? So just play with the energy and know it's okay that it's changing. The yogis even tell us that it changes like that. That's okay. And think of what you do with your animals, right? And this is really important for marketing, by the way. This is part of the inner world of marketing. If we only ever try to market and we're, you know, we're writing copy or something, we're in that state or we're meeting people, it's like, hi, right? They might go away just from our bounciness. Or for Tomasic, it's like, hi, you know. So noticing these states and then the words that come onto the page are going to be different from those different states. This is a high level notice about how marketing happens through this question. Make sense? And not to mention everything else in our companies. All right, really good. And then Anna Maria. Anna Maria, I know you told me you had to leave early, so I am answering this afterwards. If I'd remembered that, I would have put the question earlier. But also just know it's liberating for you too, because I know Anna Maria are coming back to listen to this later. So you can always ask questions and your answers will be there. You don't, if something calls you away, the answer will still be there for you, right? So Anna Maria had a beautiful question. She says, Dr. Michelle, what's your deepest definition of inner and outer stories? What does it mean to you to align them? She has a number of questions. I'm going to take them one at a time. Inner and outer stories. Inner self-talk, what I'm saying inside me. And it can help me or harm me. What's going on inside me? What are the stories I'm telling inside me? Outer stories, what am I telling the world? And that happens at different levels. My clients, my potential clients, my team, my family, right? Different messages that I have for the world, right? So that's a very, you know, is that my deepest definition? Deepest definition, listen all year long. My direct definition, there's one that you can hold on to get a sense of that, all right? And what does it mean to align them? Well, if I'm saying a message like, come and work with me and it'll help you, and my inner story is going like, yeah, but I don't know if I can help this person. Oh, I've never made a deal like this before. Oh, I'm not sure if they're my ideal client. That's not aligned. No matter how perfect those words are, nobody will hear us. So as we find more empowering stories inside of us and we align that with the message we're telling the world, it's authenticity, it's truthfulness, it is a better life, it's not leaking energy, right? So as we align those things, we find out what's inside of us. And we can start from either place. Maybe we're feeling more aligned inside of us, but what we're telling the world doesn't match that. And we're going to start feeling bad inside, right? So then we need a bigger message. We need something else that we want to say that is our full self. Sometimes we might have a big message, but our inside is all wonky and we don't really believe it or align with it. But these two cells going, maybe not. So that outer message might be beautiful. And then we do the inner work to align with it. Hey, I could, and this applies to each one of you, I could double my fees today. And then all the inner work kicks, you know, all the inner stuff kicks up and you could choose to do that. And then what inner work is needed in order to align with that? Well, part of it might be that when I really charge the actual value, people will value it and they'll get a bigger transformation. That will help my inside story to align with it, for instance, right? And we had that example right here today with marketing. If we try to go do all those outer world tactics and create the outer world words, but our insides say marketing is slimy and I don't like it, like nobody's going to hear us. That's why we started with the inner stories of marketing, transformed those so that we can create messages and words that people can actually hear. So great, great question. Right at the base of, right at the foundation of what we do, Anna Maria, thank you for that clarity. And she says, I feel I need more clarity. So yes, good. Hopefully this brought clarity and for crafting new empowering stories. Oh yeah. And I love the sentence. She says, I feel I need more clarity since for me, it's an important piece for really understanding about crafting my new empowering stories. I'm making a habit of empowering myself, transforming my life and all of those who I'm meant to serve. That's an aligned inner story being matched by the message that you're writing on the page. Well done, Anna Maria, right? So it's an example of what I was just talking about. She has a very gracious thank you to Mary Kay here. You can go see it on the Facebook page. Thank you, Mary Kay, for that. Grateful for her amazing insights of wisdom, generosity. She says, my biggest aha was that I really have to know what do I really want? We got there today as well, didn't we? And what do I really want to know when I'm asking questions? Like, there's something I really want to know. I think that's what she's speaking of, right? Really ask that questions, really not to be afraid of asking questions. So thank you, Anna Maria. Hopefully that's helpful to you. Same thing. post in the Facebook group. If you've got another question, tag me, text me, get on a connection call like you just did with Mary Kay. There's so much insight and wisdom in this community. And if you have a follow-up question, you can also ask it for our next, for our first call on practical applications, if it's not a question that's urgent, so that you are also taking that time and resting. And that's another little answer to Mary Kay's too. Sometimes when we're all wingy, we've been working too hard and we're not taking enough time for Shavasana, for breaks, for, so what's the rhythm of our lives? Which is why I'm encouraging all of you, go take some time over this holiday season. Even if it's not your holiday, you don't have to be either Christian or Jewish or whatever your you know, faith background is, and many others, right? It is a time when in Western culture, people tend to take a break. So I would take advantage of that, whatever your, you know, give yourself a break. And if it's not your religious or spiritual background to do so, and you're opposed to it, great, take one in January, but take one sometime. Right? Take one sometime. All right. Let's hear one aha arising from, those are three different great deep level questions, all of which help us with marketing a story. Let's hear one aha from one of you. How does, asking not does this apply, how does this apply to me? What did you gain for you in hearing about Mary Kay's PSPS, in hearing about what to do with the Zoomies, in hearing about that alignment of inner and outer stories and how much it mirrors the structure of our day today too, right? What's bubbling up for you? Aha for you. Yeah, Heidi.
It actually is also related, Michelle, to what you did during break by your fireplace. And what struck me with all of it, for me, it's a conversation about energy and fire. And it all coming to, when things are in alignment, there's the flow and it all works together and each helps the other, each piece helps the whole, and it flows together. And that's our goal here, is this alignment of all the stories and all the forces and all the energies and everything, all the pieces that go into the giving and receiving to our ideal client who is waiting to receive what we have to give.
I love that. I love that, Heidi. And I love that you underlined the energy part of it. Again, without aligning that at the beginning about marketing, we're just not going to do it. It might be a good idea, but we're not going to do it. And then nothing happens, right? And then you talked about fire, and the yogis seem to be coming up for me today. And again, a huge part of my background. And they call that fire, one way to name that in Sanskrit is tapas, burning zeal, fire inside of us. One of the things that I hope for you and want so much for you is that you receive that fire inside you, but actually going to serve the people you're meant to serve, that fire about the marketing part of your work and actually going out on the court and talking to people that you could actually serve because it's fun, because it's easy, because you already know how to do this, and because it makes a difference, and because it's a moral imperative to do so, right? So that fire, tapas, burning zeal, is one of the things that I hope you will be willing to receive from today's call so that you can live a life on purpose that is your birthright. Beautiful. Okay, good. Thank you. Anything else bubbling up? Thank you, Heidi. Beautiful. Okay, let me just see. Okay, I just want to, let me see. Let's open up. That was a deep dive into the questions already posted. I want to open it up to other questions that are arising, and some your questions that you might have even been transformed by that discussion, right? If there's a question you want, yeah, go ahead, Dawn.
My question is about something that you said you were talking about with Mary Kay about if you're talking to 300 people and you don't have their contact information, you would offer a free gift. And the other part I missed. So if you're not, or say you do have their information, then what do you offer? Is it the strategy call or?
I went through that so very quickly and you caught it. That's great. And remember, you also always have these recordings too. So you can go back, but I went through that very, very quickly and you caught it and you and it's a really important piece. So let me think here. I'm going to turn around the order that I was gonna talk to you about some things here so that I can address that question more fully, all right? And then we'll go back and pick up some of those, just a couple of those pieces that I wanted to pick up from part two. So remember I said that part three is about, you know, tactical, like what are those essential marketing pieces that we even need then so we can get our message out there? And I want to give you some very on the court things that we need, and this will lead to the answer to your question, all right? So one piece that you want to have is a strategy session. A strategy session is a call with a real live person where you're seeing if there's a fit between what you are offering and what it is that they want so that you can serve them. In this community, I strongly suggest high ticket, that's $2,000 and up. Because if we spend all our time selling 97 cent widgets, we burn out and we start at the wrong end. Start by working with the most ideal clients, start high ticket. High ticket virtual retreat will help you with that. And in order for people to come and leap in, they won't leap in from a page on a website to a $2,000 or $10,000 program. You have to talk to them about it and see if there's a fit. That's what we call a strategy session. It is an essential component of your company. And it's actually a sales piece. Like that's where marketing, we did all the marketing and now there's the potential for a sale when we do a strategy session. But I name it as crucial for marketing, even though it's a sales piece, you're with me, right? That's where we make the offer if it's right. It's a crucial part of marketing because it's also, a strategy session is marketing research. It is your best marketing research. Why? Most people go research their competitor and they do SEO and all that kind of stuff. That can happen later. Why is a strategy session your best marketing research? Heidi.
You have a real human being, potential ideal client right in front of you that you can just check for what they need to then see them if there's a match.
Exactly. In this, you're asking them, hey, what's actually going on for you? Wondering, you know, if I can help. So tell me what's going on. And how they say that and what's actually bothering them may not be what we thought is bothering them. It is the best marketing research on the planet. And that's where, again, sales before marketing. You're understanding that on a deeper level again. When we just be on the court, have that strategy session, even if it's somebody wildly who doesn't fit. You know, well, I want to help my autistic child because, I don't know, somebody comes and says, I don't really want to help my autistic child. I want to make sure they have an awful life. I mean, I can't imagine somebody coming to that, but let's say they come and do that and you go, oh my goodness. All right. A foundation for my ideal client is they must want the best for their child, you know, right? Even if it's the wrong person, it helps us by opposition, the 180 degrees opposite to find out what we're looking for. Well, yeah, I'd like my, you know, again, thinking about Heidi's work. Well, yeah, I would like my child to have a better life, but I don't really want anything to do with it. So if I can just have some people who will work for free, who will do it all so that I can only, you know, never see them again, please help me. And Heidi goes, oh, I want people who want to be involved and right, just by opposition, right? And Diane, you know, I want, so Reiki, why do you want Reiki? Do you want people who are just, you know, aching in every area of their body and they heard this stuff, maybe it'll help, but I don't know, it's pretty woo-woo. It probably doesn't work, but somebody told me to come here. Oh, wait, that's a don't want, right? You know, 180 degrees. Even if you have the wrong person in front of you, you have 500 conversations like that, I promise you, your marketing is going to shift. You want to have 500 conversations with people as soon as you can. All right. So strategy session. One of the bold parts you need, I haven't forgotten about your question yet, your question, but it's when we understand what the essential components are, then we'll be able to understand that question about where we go to, okay? Thanks, Dawn. So the second piece, essential marketing piece, a talk. I've already alluded to this or underlined this earlier, but you can see as we're working out the PSPS for Mary Kay's talk, how much she has to know about who that person is in front of her, what's their biggest pain point, what is it that they're really wanting, what's the next level problem they're going to have. I strongly suggest that everyone create a talk right away, and you'll gain more support about that in March, also in January, in the practical applications. So we do different components at different times, right? But you want to have a talk, and you can already hear the structure of it in Mary Kay's. There's a problem you solve, they've got a problem remaining, and then they come and do further work. So marketing, a conversation that can end up in a sale. So the hinge point between marketing and sales, right? A strategy session, number one, a talk. A talk also lets me leverage. So I figure out how to speak. A strategy session is one-to-one, a talk is one-to-many. How can I hear what many people are wanting and have many people take an action so that I can help many people? It's learning to leverage from the one-to-one to the one-to-many. And the strategy sessions will also tell me what my talk should be about. Make sense? Okay, the next piece that you want is a free gift. And we're hearing that in Mary Kay, right? Because let's say, and this is the answer to Don's question, so I wanted to put in this context. Let's say you get an opportunity and you might go, well, I haven't had that opportunity before. When's that going to come to me? But this has happened over and over again. And we've seen it with Mary Kay so beautifully here. I've never spoken in front of an audience. Oh, I'm speaking in front of 100 or 200 people or 300 people. Cool. When you get that opportunity, whether it's for 5 minutes or 5,000 minutes or whatever, you know, these are people, if let's say it's an audience of 100 people, and you have this one opportunity to talk to them, and a certain percentage want to come, maybe what if 20 or 30 of them even want to come and talk to you? But the 31st person didn't because they're flying to the Bahamas tomorrow, and they were the one who were going to be, they were their best client ever. And you've missed the opportunity to serve them forever. If it's an audience that you don't have direct contact information for, you give a free gift. A free gift is, if you give me your contact information, which is valuable, in exchange, I will give you this thing that's going to be really life-changing. You put your best work into your free gift, and we'll give you help and support early in January about how to create that free gift. So if I'm speaking to an audience where I have that one chance with them, I give them a free gift, and maybe instead of 30 people or 50 people raising their hand or 10 people, whatever it is for a strategy session, maybe 50 or 60 or 80 of them or 90 of them, all the right people, when we set it up right, will want that free gift. Now I'm in a conversation with them, and some of them might not invest for 3 years, but you've got that ongoing conversation, and that's marketing, continuing just to love on those people until they're ready. So you have a free gift, you have a list. That's your gold. That's your retirement. That's your list is gold, and email still matters. And so your list is your way to be in touch with people. You had your talk, you gave them a free gift, and then you have your list so you can keep talking to them and then invite them to a strategy session, right? When it's appropriate, those who it's appropriate for will step forward, right? And so you want your list. So strategy session, talk, free gift, a list. And number five is a follow-up sequence to that free gift. It might be an email sequence. Hey, you got this gift, but now there's another problem remaining. It's X. I can solve that by talking to you. Do you want to come talk to me? Right? If you don't have that built yet, we build these things one at a time. Early on, you might have a list like, hey, do you want to put your name on this piece of paper? And I'm building it, and I'll put your name on it when I can, you know, low tech. And then one last thing, and then Dawn, yes, got you in just a second here. That follow-up sequence might not be an email sequence to start with. It might be, I go speak. I say, hey, I'm going to build a free gift. It's coming up. Do you want to put your name here? I'll send you one when I've got it. And then you send it out to them. And then you phone them and say, did you get my free gift? And you do those things always low tech to start. And then what you said to 500 people, you go put that in your email sequence. So you don't have to, Rome wasn't built in a day. You build things one at a time. And so these are the key pieces that you want. And to have that list, you want a CRM. So it's like a way to stay in touch with your clients and organize that data, that information. But at first it might be, like I say, a piece of paper. early on in my company, we had Constant Contact. Then I went to Infusionsoft. Mm-hmm. Constant Contact is, I looked it up for, it's like $25 a month. Infusionsoft is more than 10 times that price, right? So, and I didn't go like incrementally. I went, this is good enough. This is good enough. This is good enough. Let's get the best. For me at that time, that was Infusionsoft. We've stayed with it. But again, if all of this is going like, what, Michelle, and you feel like deer in the headlights, this could mean you talk to a person, right? You say, hey, I might be able to help you. Do you want to have a conversation? You invite them to your home or Zoom, whatever it is you could do, you know, or a phone call. And then your follow-up is, or you talk to them, you give them a free gift. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. You could do it low-tech way. There's always a low-tech version that we build it as we get the chance to build it. And that's also why we start with sales. If we try to build out all the marketing pieces, all those funnels and all that stuff, before we have the sales down, we waste our time. We just need one person in front of us. That's all we need. And then we help them. They pay us, their lives get better. And then we can start building things. We build up cash flow in our company so that our company has lifeblood so that we can build and help and serve more people. Sales first, then marketing. So Dawn, great question. Did that answer that? Yeah, oh. Not quite. Okay, ask me again now.
So you said, I thought there were three pieces. So I got the first one, the one-to-one talk, the one-to-many talk, and the free gift.
Yep.
And then I missed it on four and five.
Yeah, you need a list. So
you need a list.
You need a list. And then you need a follow-up sequence. And that can be on your list, but early on, it just might be phone calls. Okay. Hey, we talked last week. Do you want to do the low-tech version to start? Make sense?
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Did I answer your earlier question? So these are the essential components you need. You want to have a strategy session and how to do that. And you want to have, it's just a conversation, can I help you, basically? And you want to have a free gift because that way you can be in conversation with people. And that leads to the conversation, right? That you can be in relationship with people.
Yeah, I think you answered the question with all of these pieces.
Yes, good. That's, I wanted to give you the structure rather than just answer the question directly because it can be understood in the context of what are the essential components that we need.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really great. Okay, so let me see. All right, let me go back to my notes. Because I want to pick up some pieces that I want to make sure you have, and I want to deliver them in the way that you can best hear, given where we are right now. So give me just one second, jot down your biggest aha from now, right? For now, jot down your biggest aha as I take a moment to think. All right, just finishing that up, looking up when you're done, so I know you're here back with me. I know this is a lot, right? But man, I wish somebody had, I had magnificent teachers. I'm so grateful to them, but nobody put it together like this for me ever. I wish I'd had it put together like this. As I was going through my notes from the World's Greatest Marketing Seminar, which was a great marketing seminar. It was 5 days, but they gave us so much that how do you even know where to start? And they were talking about complex things, like how do I get publicity and be in media and so on, but like, what, how do I get a client first, right? So I'm trying to give this to you in a way that's actually implementable so you can leave this call today and go and do these things right away in ways that completely make a difference for your life, for the people you're serving. That's how this is designed, right? Marketing as a story. All right, anything else bubbling up before I give you another little piece to build on what we've done? Good. Other questions arising? Yeah, go ahead, Diane.
Yeah, I have a question here. My ideal client, I've been focusing on being like a woman that's in like a sandwich generation. And right. Then I'm realizing, well, I have never experienced being in a sandwich generation. I don't have children and I have looked after my mother the caregiver. So how can I relate to the sandwich generation, or should I shift my idea client a bit?
Oh, what an empowering question. I love this question. And this question comes out of you really hearing all that we're doing today. That's what I hear. So first, congratulate yourself, because that comes from a deep listening and assimilating what it is we're doing, right? So let's go back to the having a big why half day retreat. And we want a why about everything. Remember the big things, little things. So here I'd say, well, what's your why for wanting to work with them? Is it, and it might be different things. It might be somebody thought it was a good idea. It might be, well, it seems like easier, or that's a good target marketer. It might be for some reason you're really drawn to them for some reason. So what's your why for choosing, your actual real heart-centered why for choosing them? And are they the people that you actually want to help?
Part of my decision for that was because they are the decision makers for basically three generations, their children, themselves, and their parents.
Okay. Why does that matter to you?
Sorry?
Why does that matter to you?
I need to be talking to the people who are going to make the decisions. Otherwise, I'm really not going to have any sales, and I want to be able to help as many people as I can. And their influence by experiencing the Reiki will influence both their children and their parents, so that I can actually help all three.
I'm so glad you said this, right? Because here's, that sounds good as a strategy, but I'm listening for heart. Can you hear it? I'm listening for heart. And that sounds like a way to reach everybody. And if you go back to what we were talking about earlier, we try to reach everybody. My dad, Dana, and Sharoni, nobody hears. And so you could go, well, I'll go through them to get to them. And also, can you hear the layer of, and is it okay if I'm just direct here, Diane? Thank you. The layer of scarcity in there, which is why we have the abundance series coming up. If I get to them, that's my easiest route to these other people, because they're hard to reach. It's like, and that goes back to Heidi. They're like a needle in a haystack. Or it's like, so if I go to them strategically, maybe it'll be easier, because it's hard to market and it's hard to reach people. And can you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say, I mean, you could do that if you want, but I don't see your heart going like, if these people are not served, like, I'm going to die. I so want to help them. If I could only help one person on the planet, like, that's the person, my dying breath, I would help them. It's strategic and sounds like it's coming from your head. Am I right? That makes marketing really hard. That's why I love the way we do it here. Do you get it? Because it comes from a whole different place. And what if we just let it be easy, let it be fun, and actually do the work that is our calling? I don't think they're, and then you're going, well, I don't know how to relate to them, you know, like, so, and the answer is you don't have to. Maybe that's not the person that's calling to you. Who in your heart of hearts, like, you get to hang out with them, you get to be with them, you would pay them to hang out with them, if you know, like, right? You just want to be around them. And you also, your heart goes out to them in that thing that they, where they need your, like to me, heart-centered entrepreneur, mission-driven entrepreneurs who have a thing to get out there. And if they got it out there better, the world is uplifted. Like, it gets me out of bed in the morning. You all get me out of bed in the morning. Like, I'm so excited by what you're doing. Can you feel it? And that's exactly what I want for you. Who is that person for you, Diane? And you said, I get to choose, which is so important for you. And all of us then, but this is right on. You've been listening so well and assimilating all this so well and applying it to you. So then, who do you actually want to serve? Not for by some strategy, but actually. And trust yourself that you can reach that person.
I get more excited when I work with children and animals.
There you go. Well, first thing I think, connection call with Mary Kay.
I'll be talking to you.
About it, right? Okay. We'll start there. And I don't know enough about Reiki. Do people do Reiki on animals?
Oh, definitely. They are very, very receptive to it, very responsive.
Can you hear
how different children too?
Do you hear how differently you're talking now than you were a minute ago? If you guys can hear it, I mean, you guys are already going like this, right? Can you hear it, Diane? Which company is going to have more tapas, more burning zeal behind it? Can you hear it? And sometimes it, well, I can't do that because, and then all of our small self will come up. If that's what's burning, if that's what's in your heart, if that's what you want to do. Now, here's the thing. If you already have a company, I'm not saying that we always just, you know, just jump ship right away. You know, if you already have a company that is serving this market of the sandwich generation and so on, I wouldn't say, well, I'm going to close shop and do this. You know, when I left university, I was doing both for a while. I'm not saying like to just close shop, but what we can do is start to make a transition to what it is we really want to do, right? I had that too with, and just perfectly as Marie is arriving, when I first left university, I worked with writers because that's what I knew because I worked with words. And it's not that, I mean, I love writers, but not first off because they are writers. Because there's some writers that I'm like, I want my name in lights. I'm a shark. I mean, you know, like, I don't want to work with that writer, you know? So it's not the writerliness that's the thing. It's like, oh, they're mission driven. Oh, they have a dream. Oh, they really want to reach people. I like people like that, right? So then I worked with writers and then with entrepreneurs. And then Marie is, you know, writer, or Marnie writer, you know, but it's because they're mission driven, not because of their writerliness first off in the work that I do now. So, but I made a transition to working with entrepreneurs. And I didn't just stop working with writers. And then, like I say, writers are also entrepreneurs, right? When they are really understanding what their books are. So that can be true for you as well. If you already are working with a certain segment and that's working for you, you're not just stop that cold. But if you have something calling in your heart and you really, really want to do that work, it's kind of interesting because you were trying to get to the decision maker, but you really want to work with the child. Well, just do that.
So I still need a decision maker. So that would still be the parents.
Right. So then your client is the parent. And maybe that's a connection call with Heidi. It might be a little different, but a little similar, you know, right?
Right. And the same as with the pets, it would be the pet owner that's the decision maker. So
right. Right. And so that's why you're thinking about it was sandwich generation to get, you know, but really who you want to serve is the children and the animals. And so then your client becomes the person with a child or the person with a pet. And, you know, you can start with one, like choose one. Pick a horse and ride it. People sometimes say like, choose one and then get that going. And then you can always expand, but you speak differently to, even though there's parallels, I'm a mom, not a pet owner. When I talk to pet owners, there's yes, two-legged and four-legged parents. I know there's parallels. There's many, many parallels, but they're not exactly the same also, right? Like, I don't know, when my daughter was in diapers, it's different with an animal. I don't know, you know, like, right? I don't know about that. But I know about when you had a kid in diapers or whatever, you know? So choose one, and which one is calling to your heart first, Diane?
I'm not really sure. I've worked with children with autism and muscular dystrophy and ADHD. And I've also worked.
So you've already worked with children?
I've already worked with children. I've already worked with dogs and cats and horses.
Then this is your work to choose and then go back to quantum leaps, create your future story. What is your vision? What do you most want? And there's not a wrong answer here, but choose one. Choose one to start with because it'll have a different language. My story about Sharoni and Dad and Dana. Choose one, get that one going. You can always do the other one later so that you find that specific language and you can reach their hearts and they hang out in different places too. Which we're going to talk about in block number four, where we're going to find these people. Because the moms, for instance, are over, when they've got little children, they're over, I was over at La Leche League, but you're not going to find the animal owners there, right? They're going to be over at dog shows, right? So you're going to hang out in different places. Where you're going to find them is in different places. So choose one. And that's your home play. And just decide and get on a connection call with one or two people in the community. And do some journaling and walk and then just decide like, and when do you want to just like, I would decide, will you decide by this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just, I mean, you could try decide today, but decide by this weekend and then build it. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Great question. All right. Other questions? Anything else bubbling up? Okay. All right. Let me take a look at my notes again. And I want to go back to remember I said the key, like the tactical pieces that you need, and we'll give you help with each of these in different components of our year, but you can do it right away. And there's a lot of knowledge in this community too, to get any one of those components going right away. Strategy session, a talk, your free gift, an email list, and then a follow-up sequence in whatever way you do that, all right? Right at the top of that list is strategy session, and it's there for a reason. It's core, it's central. A conversation with a live human being that I can make an offer to and they say yes. Doesn't that make sense that it's central, right? So one of the big things that we want to do with our marketing, it all goes to strategy sessions. We want everything to drive to strategy session to our big offer. So we need to know what we're offering. And we want to be in conversation with people that we can make that offer to. So then our task becomes, well, how do I find those strategy sessions? And then there's a whole bunch of fun ways we could play and we just choose one. Those are our core components that we all need, right? The strategy session talk, et cetera. But what are some ideas? Where could you end up? How could you end up? What activities could you do to end up in a strategy session, a conversation with somebody who could say yes to your offer? Give me some ideas. I just want to do this like popcorn. What are some of the activities you could do? One of them we already have on the list. You could do a talk, right? What else? There's a pause here. This is why I'm so glad we're doing this day. And this, can you see that if we don't know the answer to this question, this will have us stalled. If we don't know how to get in a conversation with somebody who could accept our offer so that we could grow our company and help people, we're going to be stalled. That's why I'm so happy for marketing a story. One of the many, many reasons. All right, let me prime the pump here with just some of the things. Yeah, Yvonne, go ahead.
I was going to say networking.
Yes. Thank you. And we give you tools about that right away in practical applications, right at the beginning. Go and be in groups where some of those people that are your ideal clients might be hanging out and go and talk to them. And that's a really close in strategy, right? So that's why we start there. Where can I be in conversations with people? And again, you don't have to wait till practical applications to be in conversations with people. You can start that. I strongly encourage you to do that this week and all through January. You're going to be so well set up for the high ticket virtual retreat, and so much will come to your company because of this. Hey, there's a bunch of people I'm talking to. I think I could help some of them, Michelle. Now, what do I do next? That's a good problem to have. Be in conversations with people next week and through January. And, next week, or, you know, till you start whatever break you're going to have over the holidays. Networking, a fabulous thing to do. Heidi, did you have your hand up as well? Yeah, go ahead.
I've been inviting people to a free monthly gathering. So I invite the moms of severely autistic people to come, and I just post about that in some autism groups, but not really, because they have funky rules of different things. And so it's been more in community groups, in the hope that in a community, people will know somebody to come. And
going to networking where somebody set it up, setting up a gathering of my own, right? Like, and again, there's umpteen ways we can do this. You don't want to do all of them, but take a couple, and networking is key, because that's where we're in conversation with people. I recommend that for everybody. And if you go, well, in my area, people don't network because I, whatever, there is no such thing. There's always a place where people gather. So find out where your people may be gathering and go there, right? And or create that gathering yourself. What else? So saying, beautiful. Yes. What else could we do to create those strategy sessions? Don't try and do them all. Choose one or two strategies and then have one that's your one or two that are your core strategies that always work. And start close in, not Facebook ads. That's Facebook. You could do Facebook ads, but that's far away. That's harder. But that's one of the ways we could do it. Right, a Facebook ad that offers your free gift and then go to strategy session from there. And you can use those tools. A Facebook ad offers your free gift. Then they're on your list. You have a nurturing sequence. You invite them to a strategy session. Again, that's a little further away, but you can do that. I wouldn't start with that as your core strategy, not at all, but many, many ways to reach out. What else?
Connection calls.
Absolutely. So, and these can work together too, right? Heidi creates a group and then it's like somebody really is keen there. She's like, hey, do you want to chat? I think we could help each other, right? Or you might be networking and it's like, wow, we really have a lot in common. Or, hey, I see a pain in my area. And if they're not ready for a strategy session, a call to see if there's a fit with your work, you just have a connection call that can lead to a strategy session. Fantastic. What else?
Being part of a free giveaway.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. And this is why you need your free gift, because there's giveaways and you see us participating in this. If you're on our list, which you should be on our list, right? Hey, here's a bunch of people's free gifts. And if you give us your email address, we'll give you all of them. And so it's a way that people share their lists with each other in an ethical way, right? Because somebody who is joining that ends up with, you know, my free gift or one of the other free gifts. And then we're now they're on my list and we're in conversation, right? So there are giveaways that people host. You could host a giveaway. You could be in a giveaway. And that's another way that you can, and then it goes from the giveaway to your free gift, to your conversation with them, to strategy session. Yes. I just want to give you prime the pump and give you a few other ideas. And then do you get that in brainstorming about this, this is a great thing to do? How do I find that those strategy session? Fabulous marketing activity, right? Social media. People use social media. It's like, I need so many videos and I have to post this up. Well, but we need to know what the aim is. Aim, it goes to strategy session. It goes to always goes to strategy session, right? With your ideal client. And so social media, it might be that you're in a group and you start a conversation with one person who's got pain in your area. Then you do a connection call. Or you invite them to your group. You see how all these could work together? Don't try to do them all because then we burn out. Choose one or two things. Networking is great as a staple, everyone. A talk, those are on the talk, it's on the list, right? And then choose one of the things that you're playing with. Oh, I'm trying out this group, seeing how it works. So I'm going to this networking group somebody invited me to that I think there's going to be some people who could use more joy in their life and they need psychological services. I'm going to go there. And it might even be, maybe it's an uplifting talk. It doesn't even have to do with psychology. You just know where that's where they're hanging out, right? Networking joint ventures. That's where, you know, you partner in some way with somebody in order to uplift your work. And we've been hearing from Mary Kay about, I wouldn't suggest partnering and creating work together, especially early on. Keep your own work intact. But, you know, to give Mary Kay as an example again, you could have a partner who does, some people think of them as competitors. I think of them as partners, somebody who does work similar to yours. And you say, hey, why don't you interview me and I'll interview you? Because you don't do exactly the same thing. I'll interview you to my list, right? I'll say, hey, so Dawn interviews Heidi, Heidi interviews Dawn. So long as there's some mutual overlap or, you know, it's complement, not compete. Heidi could have people, you know, there could be somebody who helps people with high functioning autistics even, or it could be something related, but somewhere where there's some people who are your ideal client that are on that list and you interview each other. So that's one kind of partnership, right? Speaking, we mentioned that's live, it's virtual, it's being on people's podcasts. You can have an affiliate, somebody who, if they mail for you, it's like, oh, you've got to, you know, go to Marie's writing workshop. And when that person, and so they mail to their list about Marie's writing workshop. And when that person comes to Marie's writing, $1,000 writing workshop, Marie gives that person $300 as a thank you because they mailed to their list. And it's a way of saying, thank you. Now I'm able to help that person. All right. So you can do those different kinds of partnerships, right? You can mail out to your own list once you've got it. You can make a call. Just really low tech stuff, right? You can talk to people, you know, who do you know who, not do you know somebody, who do you know who? Beautiful psychologist I was talking to what years ago, she said, my very first client came from my dentist. Real life conversation. We mentioned giveaways, summits, where a bunch of speakers come together and speak. Facebook groups, events, masterminds, friends of friends, right? A Google search for events in and around your topic where your ideal, you think your ideal client hangs out. Make a list of people you know to start with, and then start thinking about which you want to use. Networking to start with. That's where why we start there with practical applications. That's for everyone. Do that as your staple. And then you can, and then talk next, and then you can build on that. But those are the first building blocks. And always thinking, how does this lead to strategy session? How does this lead to strategy session? Shortest route to strategy session, right? Facebook ads is a longer and more expensive route. It's further away. Think close in to start. Work with real people first. Do your research with your strategy sessions so you know who they are and what they want and need. All right. And one way to think about where you'll find the how you end up bumping into those people who you could be in a strategy session with, think about what comes before and after your service. This is gold. And I just heard this story earlier this week. A baby photographer who partnered, remember you can partner, right? Partnered with a maternity ward. That's genius. Went in to do the what comes before my photography service, they're in the maternity ward. So partnered with the maternity ward, took a free baby picture, and there was a little gift bag that went home with every mom and dad. And in the gift bag, there's a coupon for whatever it is. And then that's a marketing piece, right? Then you're in touch with that person. If I were that photographer, I'd be in a strategy session right away. Go to high ticket, not none of these once-off photos. It's like, here's something that we can do for you for whatever it is that you're doing, right? Dawn, go ahead.
Yes, I thought of one, how like I'm on Psychology Today or through my website. That's another way. If you already have your website or attaching yourself to maybe a community, like you say, the giveaway, I'm not on a giveaway, but on a service like Psychology Today or.
Exactly. And once you have a free gift, you can be in a giveaway, right? And sometimes we go, oh, I can't do that, because there's always ways you can adapt all these ideas. And notice how the ideas generate ideas. And this is part of how marketing can be fun. It's like, how do I want to do it? What sounds like fun to me? Do the networking piece, but always you end up in strategy session in a conversation with a real life human being. That's the goal that you can serve. All right. Let me see. Jot down your biggest aha. We're going to go for a little while longer. We'll take one last break. We end up in just over an hour. There's one more piece that I want to do, but I want to stay here for another 10 or 15 minutes just to finish up the last components, picking up the last threads of part three and part four. So again, just take a moment, jot down a couple of ahas. Thank you. So you're still with me for another 10, 15 minutes. You can stay focused here. Just checking in your energy. This is a lot. I know this is a lot. You're all still with me? Just checking. Actually, really? Still with me? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. All right. So we align our inner world with marketing, understanding how important this is a little lifeblood of our work, right? And actually living the life that is our birthright. We understand that at the heart of it, it's our client's story. And we want to know them so deeply. And we saw that in the work with Mary Kay's problem solution. Think how intimately she needs to know who that person is, to know what it is they're thinking about, what matters to them, and in the exact language. So when I said, she's like, no, it's not that, Michelle, right? And she knows better than I do, but you can use another person, even if they don't know your field, to get closer and closer to what it is they're actually thinking about. And staying up at night worrying about what's their top of mind problem, right? So our inner world story about marketing, our client story, knowing that there's opportunity everywhere. These people are everywhere. and we get to choose, right? That's some of the places we went to. And being able to say what my transformation is and who that person is huge. And keeping it simple. Now, talking to one person at a time. So again, just a reminder of some of the places where we've been to. I want to do a little bit more work figuring out exactly who that person is, because there's more nuance than what we've been able to say so far. And that's the piece that I want to do. And then once we know really deeply who they are, we know more about where they hang out. Diane's example is a case in point. Am I talking to a person with a child or a person with a dog? This one is at the maternity ward or on the soccer field. This one is at the dog show. They hang out in different places. We want to know not only, your ideal client is not just demographics like women age 30 to whatever or men age, right? But it's psychographics and beyond. It's like what's inside their heads, what makes them tick, who they really, really are, right? That's your ideal client, not just a demographic, an age and where they live and so on and so forth, right? And if you know something about their demographic, ask why. Well, I think I want somebody living close by me, for instance, you say, right? Well, why is it that you want that? Well, I want them really closely connected to their community. I want them, I don't know, whatever it is, right? Whatever the why is, that's more important than the demographic itself. I want to work with young women in their 20s. That maybe is what you want to work with. Why? Well, they have a lot of energy. They're spunky. They're open-minded. But they won't take, authority just at face value. Oh, that's who you're looking for. The person might be in their 80s, right? So the demographic will point to the psychographic, will point to more and more of who that ideal client is, all right? So we want to know them. We want to know Harry Potter, not just that he's a wizard, age 11, whatever, right? Okay. Then more about who that client is. Makes sense, again, that the more we know who they are, the more we'll know where they're hanging out, whether we're going to a gathering, networking, which giveaway should I even be in, et cetera, et cetera. If I'm in a giveaway for beginning baby items and I'm looking for entrepreneurs, there might be some entrepreneurs over there, but it's not my best first place. And some of those entrepreneurs might be taking time off their job. Maybe it's a group of, anyway, I'm going to find the place where they're hanging out the more I know who they are. All right. A piece about who they are. I want to give you how far are they into the hallway? And how, these are not the right words exactly, but it's how I'm going to put, how high or low are they in terms of, vibration or energy or whatever it is. So I want to give you these two components because it's another aspect of who they are. So let me tell you what each of these means. How far are they into the hallway? With our marketing, we decorate the door with their top of mind problem. Imagine it like a house, okay? So Heidi might be decorating the door with, want your autistic child to live a better life and feeling like it's fallen apart. But maybe Heidi really wants the mom to live a better life. But she's going to decorate the door with the child because that's what the mom's top of mind problem. Heidi knows that the real solution is to help that mom. But that's not what she's thinking about. If she decorates the door with, let me have you have a better life, that person won't listen. So give them what they want and sprinkle in what they need. And so when you're decorating the door, Heidi might be way over here with, finding your kid isn't having the life you want, but you have no idea how to make it happen. Frustrated that, and it's all the frustration around the child to start with, decorating the door. Then as they enter into the hallway, they start to learn a little bit more from Heidi and through interaction with the work, or maybe they found it somewhere else. Maybe it's as they enter into her doorway, they know that, you already know that when you're at your best, your child is at your best too. Can you see that's a different person? They're further inside the hallway. Maybe inside the party, as they're already doing deep dive work with Heidi, it's like, how as moms can we create our best life possible and get more of a break every single day so that we can serve our kids and live a good life? Different conversations, depending whether you're decorating the door, inside the hallway, are all the way inside the party. And to give another example from my company, decorating the door, Michelle, I need my story. It's not quite working in my talk. Will you help me? Sure, I help people with that. I can't quite get my bio on my website. Can I have a couple minutes of your time, Michelle? When we go further inside the party, it's like, oh, and then inside the party is this. So much deeper, so much more work. So you want different language depending on how far inside the party they are, right? Decorating the door and all the way in. And this is another answer to Heidi's question about, but there's blocks along route. If Heidi tries to talk to them too soon inside the party, hey, mom, I know you aren't even thinking about it yet, but you could have a fantastic life, even though you're so busy with your severely autistic child. They're going to go, yeah, you're smoking something. Got to decorate the door. Got to start where they are. Where are they along their journey, right? And this is related, but not the same. This is like, how far are they along your journey? You guys are inside the party. You'll hear me speaking differently than I do at Story Freedom. You'll hear me speaking differently at Influence Through Story. You'll hear me speaking differently at a webinar because people are at, I want to talk to you at the same time that I'm talking to them. Make sense? But I'm going to aim it actually specifically at them because I'm decorating the door. And you guys I know can learn from the door decoration as well. So who am I talking to at any given moment? If this is making sense, you raise your hand. I know there's a lot going on today. Okay, you guys got it. All right, that's how far into the hallway. To specify even more who they are. And to give the example from Diane's, let's say she's going to work with animals. Well, you know, I don't know which one it is, but let's say animals for now, all right? It might be, is your dog ill-behaved and peeing on the carpet all the time and it's driving you nuts, right? You know, like this way outside there decorating the door. Because they don't really know about it. Want to know what to do? Come to this talk. I know you need a more relaxed dog and relaxed to have a relaxed life or whatever, and they're going to enter into the party further and further. I don't know if that's what it is, but you get that could be one trajectory. Am I making sense? This applies to all fields. All right. Now I want to talk about, I called it how high or low, I want better language for that, but how high or low they are. It's almost like a vibrational thing. Let me use the example in my company about stories, right? Actually, let me use the Harry Potter first, then I'll give you the example of my company. So let me think. No, I'm going to use my company. All right. If it's about story, I could address my work to somebody who is always blaming, who knows that it's always somebody else's fault, who is always a victim, who knows that if they could just straighten out those other people's stories because they're always messing with their life and they can't stand it because those people are all stupid, please help me with story. I'm trying to give a really stark example. Do you think that that's my ideal client? Clearly not. That's not who you are at all, right? So that's like an energetic level. It's not judgment. It's just like, I could do that work, except I can't even do that work anymore. Those people get mad at me. They don't like me. They don't like me. So, and I used to do closer to that work, but I felt that was, it was really exhausting and it didn't have the energy and the aliveness where I live, right? So that's at one extreme. And then at the other extreme, it can be levels of entrepreneurship, how experienced you are, but it doesn't have to be. So it could be somebody, you know, high or low in experience. It could be energetics, right? It could be a beginning entrepreneur, but who says, listen, I know I'm bumping into stuff in my company. I know it's on me, but I don't quite know how to fix it. Isn't that more like you than the other version that I just said, right? And I want to know how to align my own story, like Anna Maria's question, right? It's markers of my ideal client, the way she's even asking her question. So different vibrations, different energies, and you get to decide. So let me give the example of a divorce coach. And you're working with maybe say the, it could be gay couples, but it could be, let's take heterosexual couples for the moment. Let's say you're working with heterosexual couples and you're working with the man and he's like flipping, let's say you want to work with men until you think of demographics, like it's men, this age, blah, blah, blah. But you got to think how far, you know, where are they, low or high? So they just got divorced and they're so flippant angry, they really want to kill their spouse, right? You want that person. And sometimes maybe you do. Some people do that work and it's phenomenal, right? And maybe you want the person who they're 3 years along and they've come to, they've worked together with their spouse and this and this, this and this and that way. And they really want to create a partnership with their ex in order to raise their kids ethically and responsibly. And you hear that it's the same kind of general area, but where that, it could even be the same person, but you catch them at a different point on their journey. So it's related to that. How far are they in the hallway maybe, but it's also, it's an energetic difference. Sometimes it's an experiential difference. This is life changing. And we, if you read our copy carefully that we send out to you, this gold there, our emails, because we are always working with this. And sometimes, Yvonne, we've done this work together, right? Sometimes we accidentally call too low. I have a copywriter who is amazing. You know, even if you work with words all the time, you need copywriters because you don't have time to do everything, right? She's amazing. She knows my voice. And then we work with it. We you know, revise the copy so that it's in my voice, right? And, if a call says, you know, are you frustrated and tired that, you know, you can't get people to listen to you? Are you, do you always feel that people are taking advantage of you? Which person am I calling to? Who's going to show up on the call? Is that the right call? So I want you to notice this, like, or if I call out, you know, and I can call it to different levels of energy. I can call it to different levels of experience. I can say, feel like you're, this is about different levels of entrepreneurial experience. Wearing all the hats in your company, even the word company is more experienced entrepreneur usually will use that word. Don't have any feeling like you're a one person show and wish you had just a little bit of help behind you so you could do your work. Not even sure what you have to offer. That's an entrepreneur who's beginning, you know? Frustrated that your team doesn't always listen to you and you would love to have them listen better. That's a bit energetically low. It's their fault, but it's experientially higher because they have a team behind them. They've grown more in their company. It took me years to understand this. If you understand what it is I'm saying, this is life-changing. This is about specifying who this person is. What is it that they're rolling over in the night to their spouse going, oh, what are they staying up at night about? It depends on how far they are into the hallway. It depends on how, again, high or low they are in terms of experience, in terms of energetics. And the words we use will call out different people. So we can market till the cows come home. And we go like, how come we're getting all the wrong people? But if I send out there, and sometimes we make this mistake, and then, you know, in our marketing, and then we're always, it's ongoing play, right? We say frustrated by all those people who won't listen to you and just wish your, you know, we never say this, but wish your team would just smarten up because they can't do anything right. I would never want to put that out there. Who would come? Oh, that'd be awful, right? But sometimes there's even a hint of that and you're going to pull out a different person, right? So how high or low are they energetically or experientially? How far are they into the hallway? And it goes right back to what Heidi was saying, what Diane was saying, you get to choose. Mm. So it's not just Dana and Sharoni and my dad. I chose Sharoni, but she was a different person when she first opened her yoga studio than now. Energetically, she was also different. I mean, she's always been pretty balanced, but she's on a path of growth. What she's thinking about now is different from what she was thinking about 10 years ago. Yeah, Heidi.
In speaking to someone where they are energetically experienced, so on, do you alter or customize the transformation you're promising in based on where they are, or do you keep that alignment with the transformation that is the vision? Or do you change that depending on where they are and can receive?
I love this question. This is a sophisticated question, right? So you guys ask such great questions. Thank you, Heidi. Beautiful question. So I want to answer this for the whole day. How can I answer this in a minute or two? Um, This one thing you're pointing to is the art of a strategy session. And we have the whole of the high ticket virtual retreat and sales a story to answer more of this question. In a strategy session, you have a live human being in front of you. You all came to the same community, but you may have come in for quite different reasons, because different parts of what we do here, it has to be authentic and real and aligned with what you actually do, but different parts might have mattered to you more for one person than for another. And also it'll matter to you differently the further you are in your story, if it's your second year or third year, or you're just beginning, right? Because they're all different parts of the journey. So, you know, for instance, to give Marie's in the center of my screen here, to give Marie as an example, you know, why Marie enrolled in her first year was a very different Marie than who enrolled in the fourth year. So that conversation is going to be very specific, and I'm going to be listening to that person, and I'm going to be finding out what matters to them in the moment. So yes, it will be tailored in the sense that there's a real live human being and it's a real live conversation with a real live person, right? So let's say I'm talking like the high ticket virtual retreat is really important. Own that you can make an offer that is much bigger than what you've thought of before, for no matter what field you're in. If I have somebody in front of me that says, you know, if they're really disowning their work, it's like, I could never charge high ticket because nobody's going to value it and it's just impossible. It's probably too much work to have that person see at the moment that that is possible. That might not be the part that I will emphasize the most. When they get there, they'll be ready for it, right? If they're like, wow, I've been offering my stuff and I know I've been undercharging for 10 years and it's driving me nuts. And if I just had a system that would do it, I'm going to talk to them about that more, because that's the piece that I know that they will be able to hear. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be real. But so in a strategy session, for instance, I'm going to have a real conversation with a real person. Does that make sense? And then I'm not going to go about though tailoring and creating programs that are all roads lead to Rome, all roads lead to a strategy session, all roads lead to, for me, this is my highest level work. This is what I love to do. So there are other stop points along the way. People could come just to the Facebook challenge. People could come to, you know, I used to teach, you know, week-long retreats, or people could come to just a three-day event. But if they are my ideal client, here's where I love to serve people, because we can do the deepest work. So I'm not tailoring a bunch of different specific programs. That's exhausting. But in a strategy session, I'm going to be having a real conversation with that person. And then in a talk, like what we saw Mary Kay doing, it's like, what are they thinking about? Because I had, you know, bazillion conversations with individual people. What's thematically the same? What are people always talking about? Let me talk about that in the talk. And then it's going to be, that's why, you know, it's a higher level skill, one on many, because I have to be able to talk to more than one person at once when they may have different needs. And I have to, the more I know them, the more I'll be able to do that. If I were trying to go back to my dad and Sharoni and Dana, I don't want that diverse an audience in my talk. But maybe I want Dana and Sharoni are going to end up being my clients and my dad not, because Dane and Sharoni are more alike than my dad. So he's in that audience too. He just happens to be. Then he comes and he listens and he gets value. But Dana and Sharoni are going to be the ones who, you know, because depending on how wide I cast my net. And so it might be that you're interested in food that nourishes your body. You want lots of energy. You want the people around you to love, to be able to bring something to the people that you love. See, Dana wants to bring it to her friend. And Sharoni wants to bring it to our community. So I have to finesse more to be able to speak to one on many. And the way I can do that, strategy session, strategy session, strategy session, strategy session. I know what they want. I know what they need. I can hear what it is that matters to them because I've actually listened. Did that answer that question, Heidi? That's a sophisticated, you guys, the questions you're asking, your comments, tell me you're hearing up here. That's great. Making sense? All right. And I want to give one other example. I know you guys got this, but if I go, okay, my ideal client is Harry Potter. Which one? The one that was under the stairs at his aunt and uncle's place, who was very disempowered? The one that just found out from Hagrid that he's a wizard and is open to new possibilities. The one that just defeated Voldemort, the bad guy, for the first time and is starting to feel his power. The one that is knows by the spoiler, but the books is many, many years old, in book 7, that he's going to have to lose his life in order to save the people that he loves. Because there's no way out, seemingly, right? Those are very different people. When Diane said, I get to choose, absolutely. I will talk to those people differently. The more specific I am, the more they'll be able to hear me. And we get afraid to do that because we go, oh, but there's not enough people like that. But Heidi, I know you've learned from being on the court that talking to moms with autistic kids is harder than talking to moms with kids with severe autism, because now you know what to say and now they're going to be attracted to you. It's like, if you think about, so we're going to end this block in just a second. We're going to take a short break because we end at 4 o'clock and there's some more pieces I want to give you, but I want to make sure we have energy to the finish line. All right. It's like a chiropractor. If you have two chiropractors, you want to go to a chiropractor and one is, I deal with everybody. Yes. Do you want to come to me? Yes. Because I work with kids, dogs, cats, old people who are here for, you know, accident claims, and yeah, come to me. And let's say you've had a back issue for 10 years that you haven't been able to solve. And next door, the chiropractor says, I don't work with dogs or kids or accident. I work with people who've had back injuries and I've done it for 30 years. That's all I do. Who are you going to go to? There's no question. The more specific you are, the more people you have coming to you. So don't make that mistake, because sometimes our editor holds us back. We go, oh, I can't specify. I won't have enough people. It's the opposite. All right. I think that's it for this block. Let me see. Oh, just one last piece I wanted to give you. Then we'll take a break. And then we're going to come back to part is the plan. The plan. Your marketing strategy and your calendar, so that we actually do this. If this is just a nice idea, you know, whatever, nothing's going to change. How do we actually get it on the court? So that's what we're going to do after the break. I want to give you one more piece before that, though. And that's, you know, whose story do we tell? Whose story do we need to know? Our client's story, right? Need to know it. Like, now you understand more what that means, how J.K. Rowling knows Harry Potter and where they are along that journey. And when we do that, it's way more fun because Diane gets to choose. She chose, it sounds more like strategic from the head to choose that, you know, sandwich generation. And it's much, much better than just choosing everybody. And that's well along the path to have done that, right? But to choose instead, well, who do you really want to work with? Quantum leaps, create your future story. What is it that you actually long for? Then you'll be able to hear better what they long for. Like, this is really, really good. All of this is great work, right? Whose story do we tell? We would need to know our client's story. And I know you already know this, but I just want to underline it as a kind of fun reference before we go off on our short break. I've been watching this series called Mexico Life that my brother told me about. And it's on Discovery Plus. And it's people who are buying real estate and buying a home in Mexico. And it's an interesting show. And I was talking to a realtor who does great work. She's got a 7-figure business in real estate. And I talked to her and I said, what do you think about marketing? Like, what's the most important thing? She's like, oh, it's not about the thing you're selling. It's always about the person. And it's not about me. It's about the person. So I just wanted to remind you of this. And as I'm watching Mexico Life, it's about real estate in Mexico, but it's never really about the houses. They show a whole bunch of properties and it has all these features and which have these benefits, but at the center of that, how this leads to their big offer, I know, right? Because they're behind that is selling real estate in Mexico. There's always a couple and they always have a story about why they're moving there. And it's always about how amazing their life is. That's why it's called Mexico Life. Amazing their life is going to be and how it is now that they've bought this home. And what, how their lives have transformed, how their kids feel different, how, right? So it's always not about it's not the feature, it's not even the benefit, it's the transformation. And it's deeply about the person and what they want. And when we have our eye on that, from their top of mind problem to their deepest dreams, you know everything you need to know about marketing. The rest is just figuring out the logistics and the details and the how of how you do that, all of which is important, but you have the essence of what marketing is, why it matters, how it works, and why it's imperative that we do so, so that we can live the best lives and do our work in the world. Make sense? All right. I'm not even going to do a round of ahas this time around. You can just have your own aha through the break, so that we can take just a 5-minute break. I know it's a lot, but it's like we're doing, I did a 5-day workshop, like I say, World's Greatest Marketing Seminar. I want to give you more that you can use on the ground right now than I learned in those 5 days. And I hear you getting it. So I'm super, super excited about this in 1 day instead of 5, right? So let's take a 5-minute break. So that means we come back at 3:21, so that we can take it home and I can give you that last piece of actually getting it onto the court, planning it, and some other crucial pieces that you will want in order to actually have this enacted in your life. All right. So 3:21, we'll see you back here. Thanks so much.